Begin.
Please note that the following program includes adult themes and language. You're listening to the weekly show on Discourse.
Yeah, I'm back.
And I'm back too. Welcome back to Discourse. I'm Morgan Nicol, big mouth dickhead from the internet.
I'm Ben Gracewood and I have a PowerPoint problem.
And I don't know if Dylan's going to be here at all. And I didn't think to ask anyone else to come along because we were going to have a guest.
We were. Let's not make too big a deal of it, but we'll get him on another time.
Yeah,
Dylan, father of three, number three.
Little Cassidy. It's so exciting. Yes.
It is. It's fantastic for him. So he may turn up later on in the show. Yep. He may not.
I hope so.
As is the case with very new parents. Although by number three, they must be pretty.
They're probably pretty good at it. About it. I'm being bothered. I'm being tapped on the shoulder. I'm being interrupted.
Oh dear!
It's like I'm not even broadcasting live to an audience of millions. Well, an audience of six. Oh, leave the door open. That'd be great. Thank you.
So we just witnessed the beginning of the breakup.
Certainly not.
A big argument over this.
Oh, thank you. Look at that. Good stuff.
You're being fed.
Yeah, I'm being fed. But it probably means I can't actually start eating until, you know, probably after the show. Because I think the shows go better when I'm hungry. When I'm hungry and when I'm drinking. That's when they go better.
You're hungry for it. What's going on this week, Morgan?
And I'm definitely
What's
drinking.
New this week? Should we skip the crap?
Skip the crap? I've been instructed that I have to Skype someone in by the government. I'm not sure what it's about.
This is Big Brother. Everything is going according to a plan. You are perfectly safe, and you will stay safe for as long as you continue to purchase branded consumer products. Pay no attention to the men burning cars in the street. It's the logos on your clothing and electronic goods that separates you from the animals. It's the brands in your life that make you civilized. It doesn't bear thinking about what life would be worth if you didn't wear the approved brand of jeans for the season. After all, then what would raise you up above your fellow man? The value of your actions? Wouldn't it be awful if instead you were judged by the way you express your thoughts, the good of your works, and the depth of your character? Big Brother would like to offer you an extended line of credit. Big Brother wants you to take it without complaining. Acquisition is freedom. Acquisition is peace.
Crikey.
Holy shit, our government is like an oppressive dictatorship or something. What was that?
So what, we have to take credit and buy more stuff and everything will be all right?
Everything will be just fine. And and apparently there's no one in the streets at all. And whatever they're doing there, we should pay no attention to it. I'm freaked out enough by that I think we probably should listen. So let's give away a phone. What brand has it got on it, Ben? I hope it's an approved one.
Timing. It's a brand, Motorola.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's a Motorola Defy. Motorola, yes. Pretty big brand once upon a time. Now, not quite so big. But have you actually used the Motorola Defy?
No, I haven't. We need Dylan Reeve on. He's used it.
Yeah, if only we had an expert.
But he says it's good. He likes it.
He likes it in the bath.
And it's very free.
And it's
what doesn't he like in the bath? You know? What isn't better when it's done in a bath?
That's probably true. Oh man, once I really
No, can I stop you there?
Oh no. I flooded a hotel room carpet by going to in the bath. And it was really embarrassing. So we set up the provided hair dryer, kind of
overnight.
Rigged up.
So they didn't have carpet in the bathroom. You went all the way out the door.
Not in the bathroom. Yeah, it went out of the bathroom and ran along the floor and into the hall. And we had a nice little suite that would have been lovelier if it didn't smell of cigarettes. This was, you know, a few years ago, back when people still smoked. I understand it's not a problem anymore, smoking. Does anyone still do that anymore? Better not. No. Hey, let's add someone else to the show, eh?
Why? Yeah, why not?
Let's I just saw a comment from Leighton, and we tried to get him on last week. So let's see if he can find his headphones. Leighton, if you can find your headphones, just get on the Skype. Get on the Skype, and I'll add you. All right, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, so basically...
Are we going to do this giveaway? I mean, or are we going to do that at the end of the show?
Because that went so well last time.
Let's just say we have learned. I mean, the funny thing is, I don't know why I didn't do it, because I've given away a lot of stuff on my blog, and I learned after about the second or third one that you have to be so explicit with your terms. Even it's not a legal thing. It's just a avoidance of hassle thing.
Yeah.
Avoidance of comeback and hassle and too many emails saying what the hell is going on.
Yeah, so
I should have reminded you, for our subsequent competitions, we will have terms. And those terms will be adhered to.
Let me just log into Poll Daddy and see who won the thing. Oh, dear. What's the username? That's the username.
So, yeah, I thought that you could vote multiple times on Poll Daddy, but it seemed actually pretty good. It did keep on showing up the voting entry form, but it didn't actually take your vote.
Right.
If you voted again, unless, you know, you had to really get in there and...
We got so many votes. Let me tell you how many votes we got. 416 votes.
That's a good sampling.
That's a pretty good number, isn't it? I think it's a pretty good number. The lowest number of votes...
There's at least 1 in 10 listeners voting. That's good.
That's pretty good. The winner is... This is 4 votes went to the winner is randomly selected from everyone who rates and reviews the podcast on iTunes. Suggested by...
Okay, so that didn't win.
Yeah, that was at... Daba, D-A-B-A underscore NZ, with slightly under 1% of the votes. And I actually really like that. And perhaps we should, you know, if we had smaller things to give away, maybe we could just encourage that somehow. Like if we had T-shirts or something, I don't know.
Yeah, review us on iTunes and get a T-shirt.
Yeah, the best review.
Sorry, that wasn't an actual
No, because
statement.
we don't have T-shirts. I mean, we could...
You need a disclaimer for everything we say.
We could probably give you a T-shirt, but it would be a plain black one from Hallenstein's with nothing on it. I mean, that's how underground we are. We're like the hipster podcast.
You'll send us a link to your podcast review and we'll compensate you.
Somehow. It might be just by calling you a mate of the show. It might be talking about how much we like your Twitter. It probably won't be giving you anything because I don't know. We'd probably have to buy out our damn selves. Well, maybe that can be one of the other giveaways, you know, in the near future. The second least votes with 17 votes was my one, which was take a photo that expresses your favorite Urban Dictionary word of the week, which was definitely my favorite one. I tried to vote for that a few times. Didn't work very well. And
so you didn't win your own competition, Morgan?
No. And the top two with 205 votes versus 190 votes, so really close, 49 versus 45%. The winner, what will you destroy to win the Motorola Defy? Suggested by at Tarlin. Second place, take two furthest farther further. Oh, my God, I can barely talk tonight. Take the two furthest apart photos in a week, which was suggested by at Arrowin. Now, this was just a disaster because, man, we really cocked up last week because, I don't know about you, but when we were talking in the overflow.
In Excel. Yeah.
I thought we were just sort of talking out loud. I mean, you know, chatting out loud.
We had people voting, you know, sort of, we said, should we take a vote? Then we had the chat room voting and saying, yeah, let's do destruction.
That's right. Effectively what we did was announce a winner right then and then go ahead with the poll anyway. So it's really goddamn lucky that the person that we announced as the winner last week also won the poll. Oh my God.
We were relieved when we saw that happen. But maybe I don't know, do we need to change our disclaimer at the beginning about adult language to say that anything we say is not binding?
I really think that if it's not on the site in the show notes, then it's not real. Because especially now with the stream, the stream means that our preparation can be up and stuff after the show can be up. And if we talk about, you know, we talk shit, which we constantly talk shit, man, we could be in big trouble if people took that seriously. So
well,
I mean,
we
I
know this now. So if we're running a competition in the future, we'll know that we'll say when we talk about the competition, nothing is binding until you see it written down on the website.
That's right. Until like you know you won when you get an email from us saying, "Hey, congratulations! What's your postal address?"
But yeah, cut-off dates are important as well because even, you know, like I say, it doesn't really matter, but I still get emails from competitions that I ran like 2 years ago saying, here's my entry for your competition.
Right. Man. Yeah, and we were still getting entries for the competition like on Friday, Saturday. I mean, once the poll for which of the competitions was already up, we're still getting entries. And it's like, all right, cool. I mean, I like your ideas, but you're late. You're late, brother. Yeah. So there you go. I mean, come on. We're not professionals.
So we are. So congratulations, Gary.
Yes, congratulations, Gary Hinton.
Sorry, at Talon. I don't know if he wants his name broadcast. But at Talon. And we will run a competition for people to say what they are going to destroy to win the phone.
How are we going to get them to tell us? Through a form on the site, or are we going to get them to Twitter about it? Or both?
Well, I mean, are we going to have a public vote, or are we deciding?
That's an interesting question.
Because if they tweet about it, then they can promote their own, you know, entry.
I like the sound of that, because, I mean, people are being sneaky and underhanded, trying to get all their mates to vote. I don't mind that.
No, as long as I think I like the poll data without the results showing, so you don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that in the early days when the results were displaying, I'm pretty sure there was some cheating going on.
I mean, it's an online poll. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
But we can see the IPs and stuff at the poll data end, so know that.
That's right. Exactly. poll data. Actually, I'm pretty happy with it. I'm pretty happy. It's all right.
So there will be a competition to destroy stuff. We'll probably work with Gary, who is going to be a guest judge on the competition results. Yep. We decided, didn't we?
Yes, that's correct.
To help shape the exact terms of the competition.
Yep. And then we'll, I guess, we'll tweet about it and we'll put it on the site.
Yep.
When are we going to start running it?
Should we say Friday this week? Gives us tomorrow. Podcast tomorrow.
How long are we going to run it for? Is it just until next week? Or do we want to give people, you know, over a week to send in their
ideas? They only
have
to come up with the idea, right? They don't have to execute until we say you won. Right. Then they have to execute.
And people who actually do it before we select them, definitely out of the running.
It's double. People who haven't read the instructions clearly enough.
Yeah.
So I think a week to come up with a smashing idea.
All right.
And then we give them another week to execute.
Yeah. What will you smash? What will you destroy? And remember, you have to destroy it to get the phone.
Yeah, and how will you destroy it? And why will it be exciting?
And if you say your virginity, you better be over the age of consent, because otherwise you're also out. We never condone illegal behavior. But if it was, for instance, smoke your dairy's entire remaining supply of chronic...
Legally, absolutely.
Legally, because you've got to do it by next Wednesday, which, you know, actually, pretty appropriate. And I'm definitely not going
to
suggest that.
We're going to have so many terms, because we need, like, the terms of evidence as well. We can't just be sent 10 empty packets of chronic.
Yeah. Oh, 10 wouldn't be enough.
We need video evidence. We'll have to say, look, we need documentary evidence with a newspaper in shot.
Yep.
Of you destroying said thing that you're going to destroy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to be on the phone while you do it, and you need to record it, and we need to make it really elaborate and difficult and awkward.
We can't make this easy. This is $2,400 worth of phones we're giving away.
Not allowed to be easy. Oh, I haven't done any. I haven't done any sound effects so far this show.
It's because it's all been approved.
We've got a winner,
and that winner is Gary. Congratulations, Gary! And we're going to have to come up with another winner, maybe next week. Maybe we'll tell you next week who it is.
But if they fail,
who are we going to select our second favourite from the entries?
If they fail to destroy?
Yep.
Yeah,
forfeiture. Or am I going to take it?
We have to think about that.
Am I going to take it? Oh, I know. I'll tell you what happens. If they fail to destroy it... Oh, I probably shouldn't say this.
Okay, then don't. I thought of a... There's an interesting total perspective vortex that could happen here. I was talking to Sakura Sam on Twitter.
Yeah.
And she was suggesting she could destroy the prize she got from us last time to get this prize. But that just, I think, sets us up for a never-ending loop of destruction where each time we have a prize, she'll destroy what she won last time and then win the new one.
That would be friggin' brilliant, though. Oh, tick.
15 tick. Minutes.
15 minutes. What's That's next? Good. Happy birthday, Internet. Well, not Internet. Happy birthday, Web. Happy birthday, Web. A couple of days ago.
HTTP, is it?
20 years old. GDP.
Is it the 20th anniversary of HTTP and HTML together?
Yep, I guess that's right. After what's right. his name did it in wherever, Switzerland or wherever? CERN?
I want to say was Clive, it? But it's not Clive.
Was it CERN? Or was that English guy?
Yes.
Anyway.
And Berners-Lee.
And so. All, at almost the same time, we've got Orcon Advertising talking about the web being born in 1993.
Really?
Yeah. What? What? No, the internet. The internet came to New Zealand, they say. I've got to get this right. God, I'm hassling them for getting their shit wrong. They said that the internet came to New Zealand in 1993.
Are they right?
Completely fucking wrong.
Down
utterly,
to the wire will tell us what
down to the was. Down to the wire will tell you exactly, and I think down to the wire will tell you 1989.
Ah.
Yeah. So, completely wrong, Orcon.
Oh, it's poetic license.
Is you it, know? Though?
Truth in advertising.
What's poetic about saying 1993 rather than 1989?
Nothing.
Is it a fear of the '80s? Hey, is that what it is? Don't be afraid of the '80s. The '80s can't hurt you now.
Leg warmers. I'm pretty scared of leg warmers, to tell you the truth.
It's far away. It's far away, Ben. There's nothing to worry about.
All right. The next thing you've written down is rugby hating crybabies.
Oh God. Listen.
What do you mean by this?
I'm talking about rugby hating crybabies on Twitter, talking about how they want filters to hide all the rugby talk. And I'm actually sympathetic because I've been a bit of a crybaby on Twitter so many times. But specifically when people are at conferences and talking about shit endlessly that they should be paying attention to instead of talking about on Twitter. So I do have some sympathy, but honestly, these people are all New Zealanders, mainly in Auckland. And they're bitching about rugby and, oh, come on. Listen,
Internationals I will get into, right?
Yeah, sure.
I don't watch IRB. What is it?
I don't know.
I was going to say IRB, the NRL. I do watch the NRL. The provincial competition, I don't watch that. And I don't watch Super 12, really. But I do watch international rugby and I like it. It's good, especially when we beat Australia.
I decided that I could either be a pissy complainer, angry that my city was destroyed for, you know, best part of a month, full of friggin' annoying fat tourists screwing up my pubs and so on, and you know, sullying my virginal footpaths, or I could get into it. So I got into it.
Get into it, because I remember the America's Cup when that was really going off, and I only just got into it in the last, like, 3 or 4 days,
yeah.
And wished I'd been into it the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so we got some tickets, and away we go. Now we're into it. Now
nice.
We're in. Mm-mm. Yum.
So go away, rugby-hating crybabies.
Yeah, get go
off,
away.
Get off Twitter.
Yeah, if you don't like it, shut up about it. All right,
are we going to do Fast Fives?
Well, it's not really very many of us, but if we don't do it, we'll have like a less than scheduled length show.
Wouldn't one of my terrible? Fast Fives I can't fast really five. Do in a fast.
Yeah. Well, so. Given that we're only double heading it this week, we've actually got heaps more time than normal. And also given that we don't have our guest who we had planned.
Fast Five.
We've got heaps of time. Really?
Okay.
We've got over 40 minutes. So what do you reckon?
Five.
Are you ready?
Five. Oh,
okay. All right. Well, are five. They fast or not fast?
Oh, well, you know, just keep talking about it after it's done.
Okay. I've got four.
Oh, okay. Let me stop this one and...
Four.
Number four, get your nose out of our shit, Stephen Joyce.
Fucking Stephen Joyce.
This is another one of these knee-jerk dogmatic reactions to something where he's basically... You know, Len Brown and team have suggested, oh, maybe we could use tolls or congestion charging or a local, you know, fuel surcharge to pay for the rail loop.
You mean that fuel surcharge that was already approved before the previous election that National exactly. took away? You mean that? You mean like that one?
I do mean that one. And Stephen Joyce has come straight back out and said, oh, no, that's craziness. What did he say? He said, I don't think anyone would buy the suggestion that very expensive projects should be paid for just by road users.
How about transport projects can be paid for by road users? How about that?
No, that would be wrong. The cars, but no. There's an editorial that I've linked, or we'll link to in the show notes, that makes a very good point that regardless of your opinion on the inner city rail loop, surely it's Auckland's decision to fund it and build it. Get the fuck out of our shit.
Sure, and that's why a regional fuel tax made a lot of sense, and it's why people weren't being crybabies about it. So
if Liam Brown can convince the Auckland public to vote for him on the rail loop and put congestion charging or whatever in, you know, fuel charge, then that's our decision. Yeah. And what is the government's right to say you can't fund it that way?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that they have the same mandate that he did, but they do have the authority. But they're different things, aren't they?
Yeah.
Assholes. Assholes. Stephen Joyce.
I don't know, I think we've lost the audience. They've stopped commenting. Either that or it's broken.
Oh, what's this about? Did something happen?
No, there's no comments in the audience feed. They've gone to sleep. Anyway, next.
Where's my button?
Three.
Three is just a generalised rant. I don't have a story to connect to it. But I wanted this to be a positive show. But no, fuck it. USA Republicans.
Yes.
Fuck you. They're all...
US Americans
against, you know, raising taxes and big government and all this sort of stuff. Do they not realise that the greatness, the fantastic 50s that they probably hark back to was solely because of big government? Their entire country was built on big government.
Yeah.
You know, World War II, Hoover Dam, interstate projects, you know, the nuclear program, the space program, Cold War, all of that was, you know, employed thousands and millions of people in the government.
I thought Hoover Dam was in the 30s. Am I wrong?
I don't know. You know, just all of that. All of that massive...
But it's definitely a think big project.
Infrastructure project. Yeah. I just sort of...
Well, they're delusional. They're delusional about so many things. Just say socialism to one of them and they'll freak out.
Exactly. Job, wealth creation...
And as we looked at the results of that survey the other week, where people using government social programs sometimes a majority of people using the program said that they weren't using any government social program.
I thought you were going to say that survey that said that Internet Explorer users were dumb. We haven't retracted that yet.
Yeah, but in retrospect, it was obviously wrong. It was obviously wrong in retrospect.
That's what everyone said. Everyone was duped by it, and everyone said, oh, yes, in retrospect, it was obviously wrong.
Well, average of 80. I mean, can people even read and write if they have an IQ of 80?
Well, they're using Internet Explorer 6, so they probably can't read and write.
But is that true?
I don't know. The thing that I'm looking for
the average
to
be 80.
Is doing it for real now, surely.
Yeah. A bit meaningless anyway.
All you need to do is set up a poll that presents really fucking hard questions to Internet Explorer 6 users.
It should be easy because there's sites like IQtest.com. They will already have stats on their browser users. Yeah. And so, I mean, it's not like we need a clever stats company. Gary Henson just posted in the chat room, Hoover Dam 1931 to 1936.
Well, okay, that was exactly, look at that. That was make work during the Depression, surely. Yep,
exactly.
Yeah.
All right, what's next? I know what's next.
Two.
Hash riot cleanup.
Yep.
I don't really want to talk about the riots because it's obviously, I don't know, I'm not going to talk about it. But what's come of the riots is a hashtag on Twitter, hash riot cleanup, which is just lovely. It almost, well, it made me weepy, almost brought me to tears reading it. We're basically a bunch of people, humans on Twitter, have started to talk to each other and said, hey, let's go out and clean up the streets after the rioting last night. And they get a hashtag called Riot Cleanup. And they're saying things like, yes, let's do this. Let's be British. Let's go get a cup of tea and do some tidying.
I like that. They're taking they're taking the lead of the Canadians who did the same thing.
Oh, did they?
Yep, the morning after those their ridiculous riots.
Stanley Cup thing.
Yeah, exactly. Man, so, I mean, presumably you've been watching some of the videos and seeing the pictures and seeing some of the first-hand reports. The behaviour is just unbelievable. I don't understand why people are still calling them protesters. They're clearly just gangs of criminal thugs. They're not protesting anything.
No, they're not. But then again, I don't want to sound like a fucking wet liberal, but the whole black kids unemployed in London and having youth clubs shut down is... Yeah. But no, I'm not going to go there. Moving on.
Moving on to...
One.
Nancy Wake died this week. Do you know who Nancy Wake was?
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't until this week. I had no idea.
There was a post about her on I think on Metafilter or Boing Boing 6 months ago, maybe.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my God. Have you read some of the shit she did?
Not today, no.
Just, well, I've got some quotes out of, you know, general her website and Wikipedia and stuff. But basically she was a French resistance fighter. She was a wife of a very rich guy in Marseille and kind of, you know, as the war started to help people out. She eventually got locked up, managed to get out, walked over the Pyrenees into Spain, back to Britain, and then got parachuted back into France to keep helping. And did things like killed an SS sentry with her bare hands to prevent him raising the alarm. I listened to her on the she heard a quote from her on the radio this morning where she said, yeah, she they went into a Gestapo headquarters and she chucked two grenades in one door and just took off, and everyone else chucked two grenades in another door and they killed a bunch of SS guards. She had to replace the codes her wireless operator had been forced to destroy in a German raid. Mm. And in order to do so, she rode a two-way trip of 800 kilometers through several German checkpoints on a bicycle.
Right.
Of 71 hours. So that's like Wellington and, you know, Otapo and back.
And I believe I'm correct in saying that she was born in New Zealand.
Yes, she was born in New Zealand, grew up in Sydney. And she's, the funniest bit, quote from her I read was, she was talking about a miniseries made about her life.
Mm.
And she said the historical inaccuracies were terrible. Like, you know, it showed her having an affair or something of the sort, which she never did. And she also said the most thing that bothered her the most, though, was the miniseries was well acted, but in parts it was extremely stupid. At one stage, they had me cooking eggs and bacon to feed the men. For goodness sake, did the Allies parachute me into France to fry eggs and bacon for the men? There wasn't an egg to be had for love nor money, and even if there had been, why would I be frying it when I had men to do that sort of thing? It was just fantastic. It's a Nancy Wake. Holy crap. Top lady. Also, weird religion thing where she said she did sell her medals to make some money at one point, and she said, well, where I was going, they were going to melt anyway. But strange that a person like that who's, you know, saved a bunch of Jews and stopped the Nazis thinks that she's going to hell. Don't like religion in that way.
I think if you can talk about it glibly, you probably don't really believe it.
Yeah, I think so. But imagine that also preying on your mind, though. If you're having to kill people to, you know, to free your country, and then having the other guilt trip on you at the same time. Ugh.
There's a whole lot of killing in the Bible. Yes. I don't think that merely killing a bunch of people is a deadly sin. Is it? Does it have to be?
Depends on the circumstances, I imagine.
Probably not allowed to kill your parents. That's probably not allowed. And you're probably not allowed to kill anyone if you're wearing cotton and wool at the same time.
Yeah, or carrying ham or something like that. I don't know.
Eating shellfish. Probably not allowed that. All right, what's next? I don't really want to do my stories.
Don't you? Mm-hmm. They're pretty, yeah. Mm.
But I will.
Fast five.
Number
five.
Where am I going to start? Foot fetish teacher banned. But there's more to this. See, the headline, it sounds like, oh, foot fetish. So what? So what, was he looking at girls' feet? Well, no. What he was doing was he was paying his young students to let him suck on their toes and feet. But that's not where he was stopping. He was then sucking their cocks. So calling him, I mean, it makes him sound kind of harmless to talk about his foot fetish.
What is up with headline writers these days?
There's much more to it.
I guess they couldn't say oral sex fetishist.
No, because aren't we all?
this is true. Underage oral sex fetishist maybe is a better way to highlight his horribleness.
And it wasn't once, it was at least twice. I'm appalled. Nothing to do with being a foot fetishist. And I hope that he gets the treatment that he needs.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, they say banned. Has he been to jail?
Surely.
Community service. What?
What?
What? 300 hours of community service. What?
That can't be right. Sound right.
No, this is later on. I think he's had 12 months of home detention and 250 hours of community service. So he can stay at home and check out his him and Quentin Tarantino. They can log into their foot fetish websites and masturbate all day if they like.
They normally get an internet ban as well, don't they? Those kind of horrible people.
Oh, I don't know. God, that'd be tough. Oh, God, that'd be tough. But I guess that's what jail's
put me
meant
in
to
jail.
Be, right?
30 minutes.
Care. Just don't take away my internet.
Oh, 30 minutes. Halfway mark.
Four.
What's my next story? I don't even know. Peter Dunn bans Chronic. Admits smoking the real thing. I don't know if I can go on.
Did he admit it?
Yeah, he said yes. He said he had. Mm. Funny that, isn't it? And yet, I mean, his life hasn't spiraled into a, you know, a destructive mess. He doesn't live on the streets. He is not, you know, a street thug that, you know, commits robberies to fund his addiction. I think it probably indicates that, you know, that, and he's a drug criminal.
He is so, officially a criminal. So what's he going to do about that?
Nothing. He's going to ban Chronic. But do you know what people will smoke if they want to have a smoke, if they can't get Chronic?
Weed.
Yep, marijuana. Marijuana, which has been tested and deemed safe over centuries. Thank you very much.
No, don't let that, you know, tarry the waters.
Motherfuckers. Seriously. Yeah, so synthetic cannabis has to be off the shelves by next Wednesday. That would be, I don't even know. I haven't looked at my... let's see. That's the 17th, I guess.
How have they categorized it? They just seen anything with cannabinoids in it, or what?
It has made it class C1. It lists 16 synthetic cannabinoids. How have they worded it? I don't know. I haven't read the legislation. Maybe they've been specific about the compounds, but banned a whole bunch at once.
Yeah.
But the key thing is, it seems like probably everything that's out there right now is going to be illegal to sell as of next Wednesday. So if you're into that stuff, you better go and get some. And if you're not...
That's interesting, isn't it? Because then if they discover the next thing that does the same effect, they'll just be like whack-a-mole.
Yeah. It won't be that chap. I can't remember what his name is.
Blondie.
Yeah, what's his name?
I know.
Oh.
But I don't know.
Oh, gosh. What's his name? Useless. Anyway, he's decided he's...
Party Pill Tsar. They call him a Party Pill Tsar, do they?
That's
Party
the guy.
Pill King.
That's the guy. He's decided he's not going to do it anymore.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's out. What's next?
Three.
That's three. Have you been down to the new... what do we call it? Vineyard Quarter? The new little kind of bit of waterfront
we've got access
to? Oh, you didn't go down. You should have gone down with the boys. Certainly would have loved it. I don't know. How is the girl like? Does she run around and stuff?
Yes, no, she does. She'd love that sort of thing.
They've got a playground and they've got a little paddling pool, which has our... Do you remember the old wind sculpture that used to be in QE2 Square?
Yes, well, I'm glad they put that back. I saw pictures of that. I liked it.
It looks better where it is now than it used to. Now, I mean, I don't know that winter is the best time for that location. The wind was a bit cold, you know, for kind of a festive location. It was a bit cold, but a bit breezy. But it's a lovely spot. The bridge is quite lovely.
Isn't it funny? Because coming at it from the other way, I do a lot of work, obviously, with Microsoft, and, you know, they're down the other end of that thing. And I keep looking out there with their windows and thinking, what a fucking hole of a place to put a tram.
I am trying to add Dills. Why is he not going in? Add people.
Sunny Dill Dillons.
Add people.
Do you want me to try it?
Add to call. There we go. I think that worked. There we go. Are you there, Dills? Oh, call failed. Try again. All right. Yeah, so, I mean, for a very long time, we've had essentially no waterfront, and still we don't have much waterfront. I mean, you could say, you know, go around Ocean Bay, that's the waterfront, but it's not the waterfront in the city. It's not a comfortable walk for tourists and for people who live in the city. But if you go to Wellington, they've got a lovely extended waterfront. Last time I was down there,
right from Te Papa. It would be actually further around, right from Oriental Bay, yeah. Right around. Yeah.
I saw a stingray swimming around in one of the little sheltered bays on the Wellington waterfront last time I was down there, and that was friggin' brilliant. And there were people kayaking around and people sitting around on the grass and people swimming off the pier, and it was so wonderful. And we don't have that here, even though I think our weather's a little bit better and we should have an even better harbour. I mean, we're so attached to our coast, you know, as New Zealanders. And yet in Auckland, we've got container yards there.
Dirtly squat. And it harks back to the ports of Auckland. Hey, I see not wanting to dump all the land at once, wanting to keep the land values. So where does the bridge... The bridge goes from the end of the kind of viaduct island thing, does it?
That's right. It's I don't know. How do I describe it?
I'm looking at Google Maps right now. So you go straight ahead from Key Street, past the big boat, under the big boat.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep walking straight ahead and you get to the bridge? Is that right?
It's much longer than the old bridge was. I don't know if you remember the old bridge.
The old bridge is still there.
It's still there, but it's permanently down. And there's like, marina berths there and walkways and stuff. So there's no prospect of that being raised. Yeah, and this is much, much longer than that. And it's quite narrow.
Google Maps now,
It's good for maybe four abreast to walk across. And it's a little bit wobbly. And apparently it only cost a few million dollars when the council wanted to put in like a $45 million bridge.
Put in a bus bridge, for fuck's sake.
Fucking bus. I'll tell you what to put in. Put in a tram bridge and extend the goddamn tram line because, as we haven't mentioned, because I didn't really do the story justice, there is a tram with two carriages running a very short circuit around the block down there. Cost a few million dollars.
It's just, why? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so then the waterfront is that where the Waiheke car ferry goes from, or have they moved that away?
I've never taken the Waiheke car ferry. I don't know where it goes from.
Well, the one from Half Moon Bay, there's also a Waiheke car ferry that goes. I'm actually looking at Google Maps and I can see it parked there right now on Google Maps.
Then maybe.
So I'm just thinking, because the funny thing is, again, the only view of this area I've had is by driving around behind it.
Yeah.
But looking at it now, I can see how you would say that, yes, it's kind of waterfronty. It is waterfronty.
Yeah. It's nice. Definitely waterfronty. And there's a lovely bit with large steps of a height which you can sit on comfortably, leading down into the water. So children can walk down there, or adults, I guess, can walk down there and paddle around in the water. There's also a fountain which they can paddle around in, and in different weather. And it's really nice. It's really very nice. I think that they've got some sort of exhibition centre down there.
And who would have thought being able to dip your toes in the water in Auckland?
Outrageous. And who would want to do that anyway? Old men only. No. They've got some kind of...
Deviance. Deviance is what it is.
And at the exhibition centre at the moment, is an art fair. And to get in, you've got to pay $25.
I can hear him.
To get into a shop.
On the podcast.
All right. Sorry.
Can you?
I wanted to finish that before we introduced him. Hello, Cassidy. Cassidy.
Yeah. Cassidy, are you there?
He's just kind of snuffling.
I heard him.
Yeah. He was asleep a second ago. But then I started a Skype call and he got all excited.
I wrote a song for Cassidy.
No, John Brash.
Cassidy wants to hear
as long as Cassidy likes corned beef.
I haven't tried the solids yet, but I think corned beef will be right at the top.
Bit salty, probably, for a little one.
Do you have another story, or was that your last story?
I don't even remember what number that was.
Dylan, do you have anything you want to talk to us about, or is it all a bit quiet at your end?
Two.
No, I'm just sitting quietly in my room. Right. With a not sleeping baby anymore. What did I have? I haven't got my thing in front of me. I think I had Fuck Adidas first.
Yep.
I haven't got the links, but you know what's going on there. Adidas are like, no, we're going to keep charging $220 for our jerseys because that's what's right.
How much
at the same
of that,
time, we'll stop our overseas sellers from shipping to New Zealand. Fuck
how
you.
How much of that is that resale? Like, I'm interested to know what the actual selling price to Rebel Sports is, because they've been a man. They've said... We'll drop it by 15%.
Rebel Sports is saying their markup is approximately 7%. And I find it hard to believe they'd say that if it weren't, because it'd be fairly easy for someone to come out and say bullshit.
On Close Up Tonight.
What's that?
Go on.
Anyway, so that's it. Just fuck Adidas. I mean, this astonishing thing about it for me is just the complete PR fail on their part.
Yeah.
Really.
All right. Well, on Close Up Tonight, Adidas said that, contrary to popular reports, they don't have a problem with people ordering from overseas.
Well, that's not what their own quote. That's not what a quote from one of their people said in the Herald.
I think someone might have misspoken.
I think was a friend of the show, Lance Wiggs, who said on Twitter that it's probably Adidas's global PR not actually understanding that this is ahead of the global financial crisis and London riots in our news.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing about it is that, I mean, he's, yeah, sure, so Adidas New Zealand doesn't have a problem with us ordering from overseas, but they have a problem with overseas sellers shipping to New Zealand.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It just seems it's ridiculous. And I can't remember what was the other thing on my. Oh.
Dream about sex.
There was something about Snap Internet as well, which
ignore.
Was
really, yeah, you've no, got wasn't. The ML person in there, but I'm banning that. You can't talk about him. So your Snap jipping users, what's that about?
Oh no! Well, what it was,
I know what this is. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So essentially, they've got a plan where you basically pay a base rate and then you buy a data block. So 100 gigs, I think it was 100 gigs or 120 gigs is yeah. No, 100 gigs is $70. So you pay whatever the base plan is. I can't remember. Say it's $30 for the naked DSL, and then $70 for 100 gigs of data.
Yep.
On top of your allocated 5 gigs or whatever it is. So, Twitter and Geek Zone.
Yeah, Geek Zone's great thing. Yeah.
Malcolm Smith signed up for this plan and used his 100 gigs on downloading Linux ISOs, I believe, and then wanted to get another 100 gigs and went on to discover that, in fact, to buy another 100 was $120, not the $70 he thought it was going to be. So what it is that their add-on blocks are a completely different pricing structure from their normal blocks. But until this thread came up in Geek Zone, there was simply no way as a prospective customer to know that. You had to assume, and lots of people apparently did, that the add-on blocks would just be the same as the initial blocks. So you'd pay another $70 for another 100 gig.
I'm a bit surprised that was the angle you were taking, because I understand that it's been revealed today, I think it's Snap, that they treat SSH traffic as P2P traffic.
No, that's not Snap. That's
Slingshot.
Jeez, it's lucky you guys are here.
Yeah. No,
I haven't seen the detail on that. Slingshot are slowing down the SSH because they say it's P2P. What?
Slingshot, Slingshot are slowing down everything.
Yeah, pretty much. They're deprioritizing everything that's not web traffic, essentially, on the grounds that it's not a priority.
Yeah, of course, you can tunnel through HTTP as well.
The weird thing about the Snap thing on Geek Zone was it's a forum that's, you know, it's the Snap Internet forum on Geek Zone, so it's normally, you know, you normally get responses from Snap people on there. No one has replied to that thread, although they have gone and added a little footnote with a link to their top-up prices now.
Right.
But no acknowledgement of
what was going on the sign-up page.
Yeah.
Someone's embarrassed.
Mm.
Yeah, a little bit. I think that's all I had, aside from the ML thing, although I still think I should be able to mention that.
You had Orcon Love Hate in there as well.
Actually, we may have agreed to not talk about ML anymore, even though I put ML in my
Fast probably five. For exactly the same reason I did.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone knows what we're talking about.
Sorry, I mean that's my veto, but you know you guys can veto my veto, but I won't say anything.
I just don't think he can say that anything is what was it, unprovoked.
Dear ML.
Exactly. What was the Orcon Love Hate thing?
Oh, I've just signed up for Genius, which I haven't got set up yet. But
so did you test the DECT phone upstairs and downstairs?
Yeah, it's all right. So hopefully it'll be good when I get the other one. Who knows? Yeah. It's a big mystery. When it turns up, I'll see how the range works. Well, it's turned up, but when it gets switched on. It's just the same thing. I really like the services and products that Orcon provide, but god damn it, it's hard to get hold of them.
Absolutely.
I find that getting hold of them is quite easy on Twitter.
Yeah, and that's what's worked for me, but it shouldn't have to be that way.
We were just saying pre the show that I'm so worried that Orcon's going to get slammed with service issues because of the popularity of Genius.
Yeah, well, hopefully they're ahead of that, but the thing that was interesting to me is like when I first wanted to sign up, right, I rang them up and it says, you know, do you want to speak to support? Do you want to speak to accounts? Do you want to speak to someone about sales? So I click sales or, you know, press 3 for sales or whatever it was. And then do you want to speak to, are you an existing customer or a new customer? I'm an existing customer. Phone rings for like a minute and then someone answers the phone and I say, hi, I'm an existing customer. I'd like to sign up to Genius. And they go, oh, hang on, I'll just put you through to accounts. And I'm on hold for 25 minutes and then I give up.
Not good.
Yeah. It's not the way to do it, is it?
But anyway, they've got it all sorted now, thanks to Twitter.
Was it Quentin that sorted it for you in the end?
No, it was the other one, CL. I don't know who CL is.
I don't think CL was the one that posted my personal information to Twitter.
That would be someone, I think.
Right. That person may have lost their Twitter privileges for a while.
I've got a Twitter naughty seat.
One.
I probably should have looked at my list before I said one. Auckland mall customer shocked by a $45 parking ticket. I'm pretty sure this was out at St. Luke's. Someone went and parked, and I think they were taking their daughter off to a job interview. They parked for 3 hours in, was it like a one-hour car park? And they said, 90-minute car park. They parked for 3 hours in a 90-minute car park,
minutes.
And they said, well, I didn't know it was a 90-minute car park because the sign's little. I've been to St. Luke's. Probably everyone has been to St. Luke's. The signs are not little.
The signs are huge.
There's massive color-coded sections that are clearly labeled as being short-term parking. And if you miss them, fuck. I mean, personally, I wouldn't actually expect to get a ticket at St. Luke's because, I mean, really it's in their interest to have a bunch of people there. But... I mean, come on. You. There is no way you didn't see the signs. There is no way. And if you are capable of not seeing the signs, I'm amazed you found the ticket. I'm surprised you didn't drive off with it under your windscreen wiper because you are clueless. Thank you. Thank you. I'm done.
There you go.
All right, there you go. All right, that's all of my stories.
He's got hiccups now.
Oh, it's a sweet little noise, isn't it?
Sometimes he sounds a little bit like one of those squeaky hammers.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Yep.
Another one. There you go. Sounds a bit like a squeaky hammer.
Are you sure you actually have a child there and not a squeaky hammer? Because that really does sound like a squeaky hammer.
No, I have a squeaky hammer and a bunch of other weird little noise-making tools.
Is everything good?
What, with baby?
Yeah.
I'm not sleeping.
Oh. Well, I mean, that's a given. What else?
You know what it is?
Healthy,
though?
I mean, healthy, like 5, 10 fingers and toes and mum's
healthy.
Yeah,
all the bits. Testicles ascended, that's a big thing.
God, your heart must be getting big now, Dylan. All that love you've got. Oh, my God.
You know, but the way we've spaced out our children, mm-hmm. I think between...
What are you giving
oldest...
them to space them out?
Chronic, he's got a lot he's got to get rid of.
Child, I think I got like, there was maybe 2 months in there where I had pretty consistent uninterrupted sleep at night.
Mm.
We haven't spaced it out similarly with the 2.5-year-old and Cassidy because so it's probably now another sort of 3 years till I get a uninterrupted night's sleep.
It's funny that you don't mention the 2.5-year-old by name on account of him
Joshua
being Harrison. On account of him being evil.
Yeah, he is evil.
Hey, I just saw a tweet unrelated. For the year ended 30th of June, television advertising revenue has grown massively. So, yeah, bad pirates. Stop pirating because you're causing trouble.
And this is at the same time as movie theatre tickets are up.
Record box offices.
Everything is up, you assholes.
Sorry, just...
Imagine how much more money the movie companies could be making if we had a legitimate way to purchase and stream movies online.
God.
Easily.
What's your budget? I reckon $100 a month I'd be forking over.
$100?
Yep. I wouldn't like to pay $100. I would like to pay under $50 for everything that I want. Basically a smorgasbord thing, an all-I-can-eat thing, $50. Someone come up with that service.
What I mean, though, is if I would want to pay $50, yeah. But if there was stuff available and it was, you know, $2 a pop or whatever, I'd be spending $100.
Right. I would like to pay $1 per episode of television so that my auntie doesn't have to incur so many postage fees shipping stuff to me.
Yeah, you might max out on a couple of episodes a day, so that's $60 a year. Yeah, $60 a month. Yep.
And, I mean, how much are they making from putting advertising in front of my eyes when I watch TV? How much are they making?
Hang on. What was that? This is New Zealand. Where did that go? Record. Here it is. Click on it again. It says year ended 30th of June. Television advertising revenue was $600 million.
That's not very much.
It's not a lot, is it?
Yeah, that's only. Well, I suppose it's
$20
$150 per person.
And that's for a year.
Yep.
Okay, so I mean, I can easily pay more than that. So they can make more out of just getting me to
$150 a person.
Right. I'll give them $300 a year. And that should give them heaps more profit. They just give me flat rate, all I can eat, put it up on the web, let me get whatever I want, and they'll make more out of that than selling advertising, and they won't need a sales team.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, it's much more complicated than that with the television, but with movies it could totally work.
We've got no time, and we've got to do toot bag corrections.
All right.
Urban Dictionary, word of the week.
What's the word? I've got to choose a word. All right, I'll tell you the word. We might have done this word before.
Who cares?
That would be a bat. That was disapproving bell. I don't know where disapproving bell came from. The word, Cassidy, is bisexual.
I don't think Cassidy knows that one. Bisexual? No.
Bisexual, someone who enjoys congress with people of both sexes.
What I'm hoping for is quite an accurate...
Someone who gains sexual excitement from buying things.
God, you're good. You're so good. Neither of you is really right. I'm going to say...
You're all wrong.
Really? I'm going to say...
You're all wrong.
I'm going to say... Even though technically, Ben, you were correct, I was hoping for kind of the definition that they provide, which is the ability to reach down someone's pants and be satisfied with whatever you find.
Oh, I like that.
That's a good description.
16,600 upvotes, 3,400 downvotes. Jane is bisexual. John is heterosexual. Jane had a bisexual affair with John and Jill. There you go. Happy. All right, what's next?
Toot bag. Oh, auntie. What's your auntie been talking about?
What's your auntie been talking about?
I don't know, but what has your auntie been talking about?
I actually haven't got one this week.
I've got one.
Yep.
As a follow-on from Children's Hospital, I think I mentioned previously, I've now been receiving a couple of episodes of NTSFSDSUV.
What?
That's short for National... Oh, National Terrorism Strike Force San Diego Sport Utility Vehicle.
is that a piss take on NCIS and NTP?
Precisely.
Perfect.
It's another sort of 10 minute per episode show from Adult Swim, in the same sort of farcical comedy kind of way.
I'll have to look it up. That sounds fantastic.
There's only been three episodes or something.
Green Wing is something I keep on thinking of that I haven't watched.
Man, that's old school. Good old Green Wing. It's good stuff.
I watched the first season of that. And it was really good, and then I didn't get around to watching the rest.
Yeah.
Have you seen it, Morgan? Yes, absolutely.
It continued in much the same vein. Now, what was that first one? NTSF what?
NTSF colon SD colon SUV.
Right. I needed to get that right for the show notes, because I haven't heard of it.
Totally.
All right. Green Wing. I rate Green Wing. You can probably go and find that at a local DVD shop, because it's been out for a long time. Little box
this
set.
That's true.
I've seen it there.
A little English comedy set in a hospital.
Do you know what? I might actually go and give my auntie a break and buy that one.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Well, your auntie probably doesn't have a copy of it anymore. I mean, how long does she keep her tapes for?
They get a lot of reruns in the UK.
It's good stuff, and it is dirty. And I'm a big fan of English smut. Because, I mean, they don't...
It is kind of...
They do it better than USA.
Yeah, they don't
do... It is kind of Scrubs as if it were made by British people. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
In that effect, it's a comedy hospital show.
Yeah, that's true. All right, I would suggest people ask their auntie about something that has momentarily... Entourage has just started season 8. It's definitely for boys. Pretty lowbrow. If you don't know what it is, don't start now. That's Entourage.
Well, no, if you're a boy and you like, you think you'd enjoy season 1 regardless, but it does get a bit flossy after a little while. I'm glad they're getting back into it in season 8 a little bit more.
Yeah. And Entourage for the show notes. Is there anything else we want to talk about with our auntie?
No.
Cassidy would like something to eat.
Okay. See you, Cassidy. Have a good
evening.
Don't
forget to rewind the tape.
I didn't have any corrections.
Corrections.
No, corrections.
Corrections. Corrections. Corrections.
We've got heaps of corrections.
Sorry, he doesn't want something to eat. He wants a burp.
All right, we can't talk about him because we have got very little time. Correction number one was the massive competition cock-up, which we've already spoken about. Correction number two, I mentioned Ustream last week as if we were streaming on Ustream. We were not streaming on Ustream. We were streaming on Mixlr, just as we're streaming on Mixlr this week. I don't even know why it sounded like I suggested Ustream, but it kind of did. Wasn't
we were on Ustream a lot in the past, back in the day.
Exactly. And I was just making a reference to that. I wasn't saying, I mean, I wasn't confused about what we were using. It sounded like I said that was
feedback.
What we were using.
If you know anything faster and better than Mixlr, then please let us know. I mean, Mixlr's quite simple, but it breaks Morgan's computer, and it'd be nice to have less delay.
Let's open up the toot bag.
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 Then open the toot bag.
Let's open up the toot bag.
Yeah, we're running short on time, so I should definitely sing everything 4 or 5 times. Number one, Nigel Ferguson at Ferg_NZ. Are you doing the show live again this week? Nigel, yes.
Correct, we are.
And you're in the chat room right now.
Hey, this is good feedback. Gary Henson at Talon says, you need much clearer terms on your competitions, and could we get some clarity on when the poll closes? Yes to both of those as well. This is good. We're positive feedback here.
The poll closes 7 p.m. tonight before we started recording, and we will have much better terms on our future competitions. I don't promise, but we will try.
That will get better, progressively better.
Also,
by the fifth or sixth competition, we'll have very clear terms.
Yeah. Nikolai Blackie, at Nikolai Blackie on Twitter. Well enjoyed my first half hour of discourse ever. Like the live format. Good topics. I like being able to rant on chat.
We like having you ranting on chat.
Yeah, I do want, maybe we need to add a little thing on the page, a little Java or JavaScript IRC thing or something, because there's nothing quite as good as, you know, that IRC interface when it comes to online, you know, live chatter.
So that is good.
So let's try and get something like that together. John, do this last one.
Marcus Radich, MRAD02. Some guy on Discourse said, I'm all for patents protecting IP. What Apple is doing to Samsung is crap. So what should they do?
I don't know.
I think I may have made that point. All I was saying is there's no need for Apple to go after Samsung. They just get it. Turns them into a gutter player. You know, they're already destroying Samsung anyway, so why bother?
I had a thought about patents, but it's probably a bit long to elucidate.
If you're still around, we'll do it in Excel.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. And actually, I've just realized that I was looking at Mixlr to see how long we'd been going for. Mixlr, we started before we started recording. So we've actually got a couple of minutes longer than I thought, so it was all starting to ramp up, but it wasn't even necessary, Ben. Morgan.
What were you going to say about patents then, Dylan Reeve?
All right, here's my thought. The general complaint about patents is that a lot of them
are trivial.
I mean, there's legitimate patents that are for legitimate inventions and legitimately innovative things, but a lot of them appear to be for things that shouldn't have been patented in the first place, aren't really very creative, are offensive, you know, as in to be used against other companies, are troll patents.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, the patent system should be kind of fixed. Some of that stuff should be addressed. And then from then on, anyone who wants to use a patent in a lawsuit or even to threaten a lawsuit or claim licensing fees should have to apply first to have that patent reviewed before they can do so. Because, I mean, obviously you can't go through all the millions and millions of patents that already exist. Mm. But you can have them looked at before any action is taken on them.
Mm. That's interesting. So if you really think you're going to make money off it, then it's kind of within your, you know, then put your money where your mouth is.
So before the Lodsters of this world go out sending emails to hundreds of developers who can't afford to defend themselves in lawsuits, they have to go to a part of the IPTO or whatever and say, look, we want to enforce this patent, and the IPTO can review it and go, actually, no, upon our new rules of patents that we've suddenly come up with because we now understand that the system is broken. This patent is unenforceable because it is retarded.
Because making toast is not novel.
They don't have appropriate experts at IPTO.
Yeah, and there has to be some sort of industry consultation, some better consultation. That would be part of fixing the patent system, I think, would be having better voices involved.
But I kind of like your thing, and they'd have to pay for that review. And so, like I say, they'd pay like 10 or 20 grand or something for the right people to review it. So,
yeah, and possibly if the patent is found to be unjustifiable, then they lose the patent as well. Because frankly, I mean, that great podcast, was it This American Life that was talking about it, the patent?
Yeah, they did it in Planet Money as well. Yeah, they did it in quite a few of them, yeah.
When they were talking about it, there was sort of things where the same concept, almost exactly the same, is patented hundreds, if not thousands of times.
Okay, I think we need to take that to the overflow because we've got, here we go, here comes the 1 minute warning.
1 minute.
We've got last thoughts on the show. Back up your shit. I've told you several times. Look at Chilean graphic artist.
I didn't. I've got to do it again.
Chilean graphic artist Macarena Barra, who was in the paper this week. She had her laptop stolen from her hotel. And guess what? Her backup hard drives were with her laptop and stolen with it. She says that's her life's work gone. The last 5 years of all her, you know, illustration, animation, and so on.
Give it back. Someone remove the hard disk. Give it back to her and keep the laptop for fuck's
please,
sake.
Please, please give it back. But for your sake, beloved listener, make a backup. Don't keep it with the laptop. Don't keep it with your desktop.
Five.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's bad news. We're going to have competition information up. Thank you, Telecom, for the giveaways. We really love you. Tweet us, two. Facebook us, whatever. And next week, we might have Gareth Hughes on. We might have Paul Brislin on. Thank you.
Bye.
You're listening to The Weekly Show on
of course.
Right. We're using that one.
There's no extra large this week.